This podcast of Indiana High School Athletics on WGCLradio.com is brought to you by Smithville.
Ready to fire up that new HD television with top sports action? Fiber-fueled IPTV from locally owned Smithville Communications delivers the best quality digital television. And now there's even more great sports in the Smithville lineup. Smithville is adding more HD channels and other features, so don't get left behind. Get the Smithville Triple Play today. For more information, visit smithville.com today. Or call 800-742-4084. That's 800-742-4084.
So Williams, Umphress, Sanders, Chitty, and Gall for the Columbus East Olympians, the visitors tonight, wearing their Josh Fidel shirts on top of their uniforms, dressed in brown with orange. And as I mentioned, Brett Chitty, career-wise, 21 in the books. Panthers in their home white with purple. They'll be going from left to right on the radio dial, looking for a title night spot against Bloomington North in what could be a rematch of the title game we had a year ago in Shelbyville. Martindale jumping it with Kevin Williams. Good size for the Olympians. They have not lost since Bloomington North beat them on the final day of January. The official Jim Weiser from Mooresville, ready to toss her up, and we're ready to go. Game number two, and the East Olympians with the basketball. And as expected, and he handles the ball most of the time, and that is Parker Chitty. Out to Alex Gall. Gall playing in backcourt now. Reels it down to the left wing, and in backcourt now is Zach Sanders. He'll actually play the backcourt with Chitty. Well, they all handle the ball right now. Connor Umphress, by the way, has a number change. We'll get to that story in a second. With the basketball on the dribble, Parker Chitty had the ball stripped away. Loose ball on the hardwood. Let's see. They tie up Martindale. Possession arrow to South. So an early turnover for Columbus East.
And so Chitty may be doing a little over-dribbling that time.
A little bit too much. Tucker Blackwell almost picked his pocket. It caused the ball to slither out of his hands and into the arms of Martindale. And here comes Johnny Jaeger across the timeline. As Columbus East comes out in a man-to-man. Tucker with the ball down on the wing left. That is Martindale back to Johnny. Right side of the key to Blackwell. Looking to post is Logan Kirby. Shot by Martindale. That's a good sign. Josh is up to shooting average to 58% from the field. Parker Chitty stops and pops a three. No to the right side. Cleared out of there by Nick Elliott. Elliott comes across the timeline himself, brimming with confidence after that career night the other night against the Columbus North Bulldogs. Good ball movement against man pressure. Logan Kirby touches it in the low post. Over to Martindale, looking to score. Drives, lays it up too hard, cleared out of there. That is Kevin Williams. The brown-clad East Olympians down 2-0 early, 6:37 to play in the opening quarter. Parker Chitty down on the left wing, and guarding him to start out with tonight will be another great matchup. We'll watch that with Tucker Blackwell. A long three-pointer misfired by Zach Sanders. Here comes North running the floor. With it is Tucker. Oh, what a nice pass inside to Martindale. So Josh has scored four quick ones. And the Southsiders lead it 4-0. Chitty across the timeline. Takes the ball, still on the dribble, stops and pops out of the right wing. Got it. Boy, he's a good-looking player, and he's only a junior. And Parker Chitty puts the Olympics on the board. It's 4-2. Johnny deals it now over to Logan Kirby. Down on the wing, Nick Elliott. Back to Tucker Blackwell. Blackwell with the pass to the left wing over to Martindale. Straight out, Johnny a three. Got it. So Johnny Jaeger, a 49% three-point shooter, looking to have a big night tonight against the Olympians, guns the Panthers into a 7-2 lead. With the basketball, ball overhead is Connor Umphress. A good score. He's averaging about 13 points a ball game. Good ball movement against the man pressure by Bloomington North. They work it from left to right. Now Chitty will take a three and get it. Parker Chitty has scored all 5 points. And the East Olympians crawl back to within 2-7-5. Johnny on the wing right over to Elliott. Deals it back over to Martindale. Nice spin pass inside. Put up a shot. No good. Logan Kirby, loose ball. Columbus East on the break the other way. Chitty with it. And Logan Kirby knocked it out of his hands and out of bounds. It'll be East basketball.
Pass-based action, Joe, to this point. But very impressed with the start by Josh Martindale, 4 points. Parker Chitty, he's got five. It's good to see Johnny Jenger looking for his shot tonight.
Well, I tell you, not a lot of points scored. Shot out of the corner, Connor Umphress wasted a possession there, shooting a bad shot, a three to boot. Jenger, what a pass inside to Martindale. Count it. Oh, they take it away.
Oh, wow.
Offensive foul called as Parker Chitty was stationary. And Martindale, who got a beautiful pass from Johnny Jager, got the basket. It won't count. J.R. Holmes questioning the call.
Well, Chitty, a very brave man there. Martindale was coming in there full steam.
Well, Parker Chitty stayed his ground. He's got hit, and now he puts Tucker Blackwell now in the air, and Tucker draws the personal foul. It'll be a shooting foul, and Parker Chitty will be going to the free throw line.
Yeah, Chitty hitting about 75%, just a fundamentally sound basketball player, as you would expect a coach's son to be.
Yeah, well, Parker's wired just like his pop. Well, you talk about a feisty guy, and he coaches that way, and that has been Brent Chitty, and his son has just scored. He has scored all 6 points tonight for the Olympians. 7-6. Chitty on the year, 74% free throw shooter. Shooting to try to tie this ball game up on a little 5-0 run, and he's done it all himself. So after the Panthers led 7-2, we're tied at 7. 4:44 to play in the opening quarter. Got a good one brewing here like we did in the opener. Inside Logan Kirby, too hard off the glass, fight for the rebound, and it's tracked down on the corner by Jager. Jager over to Kirby. They deal it now to Martindale. Give it to Tucker, and they do. Tucker around the screen, down the lane, off the glass. Got it. What a beautiful move by Tucker Blackwell. Got a nice screen that time from Logan Kirby. Went around him and give the Panthers the lead 9-7. 4:16 to play here in the first quarter, game two tonight. Winner takes on Bloomington North for a trip to the Seymour Regional. Tucker got too fancy with the ball, and it's a turnover. Columbus East has it back. Tried the old behind-the-back pass, and it didn't work. It went off his shoe top and right into the arms of an Olympian. Inside, and now East has problems, and losing the ball is Umphress. They try to get it back, and let's see, possession error to Columbus East. Another turnover, Bloomington South.
Yeah, we got three turnovers apiece here early in the ball game. The action is fast and furious.
Boy, it is. Here comes Rhett Myers into the ball game. Good size, 6'4", 210. And getting a rest for the Olympians sitting down is Alex Gall. He did not score. The only scoring that East has, and it's been all Parker Chitty. All seven, and now he'll trigger the ball underneath his own basket. 3:50 to play. East trails 9-7. Panthers with a good start, and now with the basketball, Zach Sanders back to the point guard, Parker Chitty. Chitty only a junior, but he's been starting for his pop in backcourt since he's been a freshman out of Columbus East. Long range shot by Chitty, and now he's got 10.
Wow.
Parker Chitty has put now Columbus East into the lead, 10-9. He has scored all 10 points. Out is Sanders now on Johnny Jager, who gunned a three with the dribble now. Deals it inside, and what do we got? A shove call. Late whistle. But none the right whistle. I believe they got Rhett Myers.
They did. He was trying to take away the baseline there from Jager. Jager able to draw the foul.
Johnny tried to toss that ball inside to one of the bigs, Kirby. Chance Coyle is checked into the ball game for the Southsiders. And sitting down for Columbus East as they go to the bench. We'll give you that substitution in a second. We got a whistle and a problem. Nate Nolding has checked in, another veteran senior. He started last year, and he's in the ball game right now. Brent goes about nine deep with this Columbus East ball club. They've won six in a row, 14-8. Play out of the Hoosier Hills Conference, and Josh Martindale at the free throw line, fouled in the act of shooting. He's off to a good scoring night with five, and we're tied at 10.
Myers, two personal fouls in less than a minute.
Josh on the second one, got them both. And he's got that free throw percentage now up to 70. It's 11-10, Southside with the one-point lead. Playing the man-to-man defense. East comes across the timeline. Kevin Williams has been quiet so far. That is allowed, or is it over and back? I don't know about that. This may be reversed. Brent Chitty wants to confer. Nope, it's going to be a turnover. Well, Brent Chitty...
Letting, making his opinion known.
Yeah, well, he's, He's like that. Turnover, and now we got a block foul called against Nate Nolde. So two fouls apiece on the ball clubs here in the opening quarter. 2:59 to play in it. The Southsiders came out on fire against Columbus North the other night. They held Columbus North to 36%. That's about what he shot against them back in January. With the basketball, Elliott on the give and go now. Tucker Blackwell ball overhead. Deals it down on the wing left. Johnny a three out of the corner. Actually, it was a two. Loose ball rebound. Cleared out of there by Parker Chitty. Here comes Chitty across. Oh, what a nice pass inside. Laying it up off the glass. Missing it. Getting the rebound. Williams back up. No. And a fight for the rebound. And Martindale scraps that ball away from Kevin Williams. Here comes Josh. He'll stop and pop and hit a three.
Uh-oh.
Martindale.
Uh-oh.
Trying to match Chitty here. He's got 9 Panther points, and we got a whistle and a problem and a foul against Columbus East. And here comes Keenan Franz into the ballgame.
And Josh Martindale came to play tonight. That's 3 fouls on Myers here in the quarter.
Well, Myers wasn't even a starter, and the big guy will sit down with 3 personal fouls, and we haven't even played the first quarter. Wow. Southside out to a 14-10 lead. Their biggest has been 5, and that was the outset. They lead by 4, and they have the ball now. And Keenan Franz in there, along with Blackwell, Martindale, who's red hot, Coyle, and Johnny Jager. With it is Martindale. Now they double-team him, and Martindale knocks the ball off of a brown-clad Columbus East Olympian out-of-bounds South basketball. Triggering it out, Franz does. Johnny out of the corner, got rather Tucker Blackwell a two. So Tucker Blackwell with his second field goal. And it's 16-10, the biggest lead of the ball game here. Inside 2 to play in the opening quarter. The East Olympians working around. Alex Gall has checked back into the ball game. He was a starter. He's in for Myers, who replaced him, but then Myers picked up 3 quick personal fouls. 16-10. East attacking, running its offense. Down on the wing right. No, a nice entry pass inside. Gall got it. What a beautiful pass that time from Nate Nolde into Alex Gall. Making 16-12 now. Minute 22 to play. Here comes South, chance Coyle down to the wing. Tucker a three, in and out, no good. Fight for the rebound, cleared out of there by Gall. Here come the brown shirts across the timeline. Boy, is Parker Chitty wired tonight, and let's see, he was fouled going in. Chitty scored, John, the first 10 Columbus East points.
Yeah, and then JR went to his bench, got Keenan Franz in there to try to check him there, and Franz commits a personal foul on that particular play.
He does indeed, so Franz picks up his first. A non-shooting foul. That is the third team foul on South. East has surrendered 4 PFs here in the opening quarter, and they throw the ball around, or ball away rather, but it was last touched. Deflected out of there by Johnny Jager. Panthers with this winning streak that began back on December the 13th when they beat Decatur Central on a Saturday night. Trying to make it into the title game for yet another year under J.R. Holmes. And now Brent Chitty sitting in his bench, stealing it inside. Williams is free, and what a beautiful pass again by Golding. And he has fed 2 of his teammates for easy baskets, and it's 16-14. As East scratches back in it after trailing by 5, or rather by 6. Down to 36 seconds to play in the opening quarter. Chance Coyle. Now they work it over to Martindale. He's had the hot hand for Bloomington South with 9 points here in the opening quarter for the big guy. And now just holding the ball, Keenan Franz. 20 seconds and the Panthers will go for the final shot. Columbus East came out and has stayed in. A man-to-man here in the opening 8 minutes. Down to which we have only 11. 10 seconds, 9. South works its offense. Good ball movement. Chance Coyle wide open. Martindale, and he missed the stop. There's the shot at the buzzer by Kitty, and it's not surprising that one didn't go in from about 70 feet. 16-14, all Martindale had to do was lay it off the glass with a second and a half to play. He tried to jam it, and he muffed it. 16-14, though, South has the lead by 2 at the end of the first quarter. Back in 1 minute, you're listening to South Panther basketball. Side out to start the second quarter, and South with its possession. Taylor Gilpin, a long three, in and out, no good. Fight for the rebound. Franz had it, lost it. He won a timeout, didn't get it. He's called for traveling. And Columbus East will have the basketball, trailing John 16-14, and both the teams a little bit streaky the first 8 minutes.
Yeah, Panthers coming out shooting an even 50%, 6-12. Columbus East, 5-11, that's 46%. Chitty with 10 points, Josh Martindale with 9.
Yeah, they led their teams. Couple of substitutions, Matt Sublette. He's in the ball game for the East Olympians. Nolding stays in there, runs the point over to Sanders. Shot taken, a three, and did it hit the guy wire?
I believe it did.
The basket will not count. It would have been a three. It was shot that time by Connor Umphress, who is out of his usual jersey, 22, wearing 32. He and Josh Spidell are really, really close friends, going to different high schools in the city of Columbus. Spidell, by the way, I'll give you an update on his condition here in a bit. Johnny with a 15-footer, got it. Johnny Jaeger with his first regular field goal. He's got 5, and the Panther lead out to 4, 18-14. 7 minutes to play in the opening half, game 2. North getting a good solid scoring tonight, and a 59-50 win over the East Central Trojans to move into the title game tomorrow night. Edgewood season and rain is three-time sectional champ over. A long three again missed, taken by Umphress. Shot taken on the rebound and missed. They get another possession, and now they say let's slow it down a bit. Nate Nolding. Boy, I tell you, Umphress, uncanny from shooting from about, what, 23, 24 feet. He's still with the ball. They trail by 4 here in the second quarter. With the basketball, Zach Sanders, good ball handler. Now we got a shove in the back by a Southsider.
Yeah, Umphress, he's just trying to force the action a little bit. He's 0 for 3 behind the line here tonight. Boy, a couple of his three ball attempts, those have been from NBA range.
Yeah, they have. Been almost the same spot. Parker Chitty getting a breather to start the second quarter comes in. Chitty, of course, as John mentioned, with 10. Well, he had the first 10 points of the game.
Sure did.
For Columbus East. Averaging on the year about 15-5, 18-14. Panthers by 4, and they play the D. Out to Parker Chitty against Tucker Blackwell. Deals it now over to Sanders. Shot fake. Now a three from the left wing. No good. Fight for the rebound underneath. Let's see who touched it last. They say Kevin Williams of Columbus East. Panther basketball.
Columbus East 0 for 5 here in the quarter, Joe, including 0 of 3 behind the line.
Brown County, by the way, knocked off Edgewood 51-39. Really shut their water off in the fourth and final quarter. Edgewood closes their year, their first year under Dave Mahurin. 12-11, 18-14. The white shirts, the good guys. They attack in the half court now. Logan Kirby back in. Johnny a three, no good. Slam to the hardwood, and now we got a rebound foul called against a Panther. Jaeger still not buying the fact that he wasn't fouled in three ball range. Was really popped hard, and there was no whistle. And the foul is going to be called on Logan Kirby, his first, the team's fifth.
Show us one other thing, Dad, about that Edgewood game. The Mustangs missed 16 of their first 17 three-ball attempts.
18-14, Bloomington South. Leaders by 4 here playing on their home court, hosting the 4A sectional semifinals for a ticket into the title game tomorrow night against Bloomington North. Columbus East, as we told you, defeated by Bloomington North back on that final day of January. Haven't lost the game since. They've won 6 in a row. 18-14. Good patience in the half court and wide open to the basket and the bucket. He'll miss here. Kevin Williams is not a southpaw, but he shot that one with his left hand. And he missed it, the 6'5 junior, but he'll be going to the line and he'll be shooting two.
Hey, Joe, since Keenan Francis entered the lineup, boy, he's just guarding Chitty. He's not even worried about anybody else. Chitty hasn't really had his hands on the ball since he came into the ball game.
Well, I take that back. Williams is a southpaw. Shows you what I know.
He's got that weird free throw style. Look at him. He just kind of throws his arms up.
You did that game that night. I was busy with Indiana. You and Terry did that. And that one went down to the final buzzer against against Bloomington North, who beat them on the McKinney court. Williams connects on both. So Williams now with 4, and it's an 18-16 ball game. South had a 6-point lead. It's been whittled to two. They have the ball. With it, Nick Elliott has checked back into the ball game, and Logan Kirby. Let's see, Johnny Jager is going to commit a foul here, or did he just lost the ball?
That was an unforced turnover.
Yep. Logan threw it right by his ear. So the turnover gives it to the Olympians. And now Parker looks over at his dad, Brent, and he'll come across the timeline. Deals it over to Umphress. He'll fire a three.
Uh-oh.
And here it comes, Columbus East. They have their first lead of the ball game. They lead it 19-18. Tucker had an ocean from three. Deals it over to Johnny Jager. Jager pressured out there by Sanders. They work it over to Martindale on the left wing, and now we got another foul. Now what do we got?
Lane, it's on. Well, not for a second. They were calling on Kirby, but now it's going to be on an Olympian.
Yeah, they're going to put it on Gall. So Alex Gall draws the Gall of Brent Chitty.
Yeah, they were both jockeying for the position, he and Kirby.
Well, that is the first on Gall. That is the fifth team foul. And Logan Kirby will be triggering it out, and he threw it away. Right into the arms of Parker Chitty, who anticipated that. Still with the ball now around the screen. Deals it. There's Umphress again from three. Misses here. Rebounded. What a beautiful play by Parker Chitty. Check that. That was Sanders. On the rebound, and Columbus East has their biggest lead now at 21-18. 4:12 to play. Now the East Olympian fans are up applauding their ball club here, looking to spring an upset here in game number two tonight, but a long way to go. Tucker Blackwell on the dribble, deals it over to Logan Kirby, and he's called for traveling. Well, that's back-to-back turnovers for Kirby. Threw the ball away and walked with the ball on two wasted possessions.
Well, everything is too. Joe Martindale hasn't had his hands on the ball here in the quarter, and he had 9 points in that first quarter, but really yet to touch the ball in the flow of the offense here in the second period.
Well, we're at 4 minutes, just a tick or two underneath it, as a matter of fact. Second quarter action, South led 16-14 if you just tuned us in at the end of the first quarter. But now they have been outscored by Columbus East 7-2 to start the second quarter. So the Panthers have gone over 4 minutes with only one field goal. With it is Chitty, and he puts Elliott in the air, draws the personal foul. And let's see if this is a shooting foul. Doesn't matter. It's going to put Chitty at the line with the 1-1. That was the seventh team foul.
Yeah, that's one of the things that makes Chitty a really good basketball player. Very smart. He was able to hit. He got in there, and he drew the foul on Elliott.
He's going to play at the next level. This kid is 6'2 tough. Coach's son bounces it twice, sends it, and misses here. His first miss of the night from the line. Columbus East has started 4-for-4. Chitty doesn't miss many. Boy, just energy plus out there. Yeah. I can see why Brent takes him out. Kid could probably go up and down for 32 straight minutes. Missed both free throws. And let's see. And what a save by Sanders. Just out-hustled the Southsiders to the ball. Now Sanders a three. Ill-advised. Fell right into the arms of Josh Martindale. Panther kids will let Sanders have it now with the air ball from three-ball range. Tucker trying to find a seam inside. What a move by Tucker Blackwell. Tucker with his third field goal. Lackey with six, and it's 21-20. Here comes Parker Chitty. Oh, what a pass inside. They got it right back, and that's Sanders.
Wow.
Give the assist to Chitty on a beautiful assist pass inside, and the East lead is back to three at 23-20. So they've held 2 3-point leads here in the quarter, but at least South does snap that scoring drought. Inside Martindale, got too far underneath, missed the shot, and now we got a grab and a hold, and that's going to be Matt Sublett. He's called for the personal foul, and that is only the 16th foul, a non-shooting foul for Bloomington North.
Yeah, there on that
or
last
South, rather.
On that last possession, Chitty on the switch was trying to guard Martindale, and then he had some help. That was when they had the foul.
Well, he's playing basically a true road game with the host and the home court tonight. Martindale missed the shot inside. It's knocked out of bounds. South basketball. Point I was trying to make, John, they've done a nice job keeping South off the free throw line.
Yeah, he had to attempt one here. And the two free throws by Martindale, that was early in the first quarter.
Next Columbus East foul will put Bloomington South into 1-1. I don't know, Chance, what was he doing there? Threw it right into the arms of an East Olympian, and then we had a palming call.
First one of the tournament.
We trade turnovers. JR wants a timeout. He has seen enough of this stuff. 23-20 as Panthers trail by three. 2:33 to play in the first half. We'll break for a half minute. You're listening to South Panther Basketball. Well, an interesting game number two unfolding here, of which only 2:33 to play in the second quarter. 23-20 as Columbus East has outscored South here 9-4 here in the second quarter to gain the lead for the first time tonight. Coyle stays in with Jaeger, also Blackwell, Martindale, and Nick Elliott. The five white shirts and Nick Elliott, offensive foul. Boy, the Panthers just keep turning it over and wasting possessions. And that came after a J.R. Holmes timeout. And that's not going to please him any more than he was,
Elliott was
before the timeout, yeah. You got that right. Beat it. And it's Columbus East basketball. Playing spirited. This everything to gain, nothing to lose thing. And what do we got? A hold on the inbounds. Well, that's going to be against the Panther. And Elliott gets nailed for two quick fouls within the space of a second and a half.
He's got to sit down. That's his third.
Sure is his third. So Elliott coming off that 14-point career night he had against Columbus North. He only had one foul that game, had 14 points, two rebounds, and hit 6 of 9 from the field. And he knows. He's just mad at himself. Here comes Keenan Franz in, John.
Joe, Columbus East has regained the lead here without Jenny scoring any points. He hasn't scored a basket here in the quarter.
Well, they're letting Zach Sanders have it for shooting that air ball, but he connects on the free throw. He's got 5 points and having a steady first half to gun that lead out to four. Could make it five in the air. Got it. So a half a dozen points now for Zach Sanders. And the Panthers find themselves trailing 25-20 with 2:20 to play in the opening half. Chance Coyle on the left wing. Columbus East has stayed in their man-to-man. Down on the wing, Johnny Jaeger looks and finds Martindale, who's been quiet after a red-hot start. Coyle almost walked. Give it to Johnny down the lane. Put up a wild shot, but he's fouled going in, and he'll shoot two.
Hey, Joe, Columbus East really physical. Both ends of the court.
So Johnny goes to the free throw line, an 80% free throw shooter, stopping the clock with 2:05 to play in the first half. We're in the second quarter. Jaeger averaging just under 14 points and over 5 assists a ball game. And from the free throw line, guns in now, his 6th point of the night.
What was he, 16-18, the Warren Central game we did? Hit, what, 13 in a row that night?
Something like that. They were, what, 20-22 in the fourth quarter?
Yeah, they were.
In the air, and he got them both. That whittles the lead down now to 3. Columbus East's biggest lead has been 25-20. South's biggest lead came early at 16-10. So that just shows you how well East has played running its offense, hitting an occasional 3, going back door, getting some good quality play out of their half-court offense. Shot fake. Williams has gone to town here as of late. Shot fake. Umphrey's had the ball stripped away. Tucker Blackwell on the steal. Here comes Jaeger now on the left wing. Pulls up now. Still on the dribble. Gets a screen from Keenan Franz. And now the foul and the bump by Connor Umphrey.
Yeah, it's a silly foul by Umphrey. Fouled him, what, about 25 feet from the basket.
Well, that'll be 1-1 now. As Jaeger, who was just there, shooting the front end of the 1-1. The Panthers as a team, like Bloomington North, a good free throw shooting team. North won tonight's opener, 59-50. They're 16-8. But both city schools, 72% from the line, and Jaeger connects. That's 3 in a row. If you missed it, and we'll pass it on again in at halftime, the leading scorers in that ball game. In the air, and he connects on both. So John, if you can remember, you can might just throw that in. So 4 of 4 for the line for Johnny Jaeger. 25-24.
Excuse me, Joe. LaFoon had 15. Treadway and Jastrzemski each with 13 for North.
And Holden Jastrzemski with another outstanding game. His second straight good offensive game. Down on the wing, shot fake. Parker Chitty, a 3, rims out, cleared out of there. Panthers now. Chance Coyle on the rebound, can take the lead in a hurry. Johnny to the glass, got it, count it. Oh, wait a minute, they whistle it off. Offensive foul called against Johnny Jaeger.
Wow.
So another offensive, or rather a turnover for Bloomington South, and Johnny Jaeger gets called for his second personal foul.
Tough call.
Now he's got to be careful. We still have a minute three to play. J.R. Holmes not real enamored with that call as well. The ball went in, did not count. Jaeger is out for the rest of the half. You don't want him picking up a third with 63 seconds to play. Little full court pressure. Taylor Gilpin has checked into the ball game. Here comes Sanders across the timeline. Brent Chitty might want one shot here inside a minute to play. 25-24. Good running, running their half-court offense right now. Getting good mileage out of it. Shooting a decent percentage. With it is Kevin Williams just inside the three-point line. Going inside, and what do we got? I don't know if Coyle got him. We'll wait and see. It's going to be against the Panther. Long walk over. And the foul is going to be on Martindale. Well, that's two on Martindale. Jaeger on the bench with two, and so is Elliott with three. And at the free throw line goes the southpaw, Kevin Williams. He was just there a minute ago, hit both his opportunities, and misses here. 39.5 seconds to play prior to half. 25-24, Columbus East with the lead. Here comes Michael Connor getting ready to check into the ball game, a 6'1 senior. And he, and again, J.R. doesn't want any monkey business down at the defensive end with Martindale to get him a third foul, so he comes out. Now Williams bounces it twice and missed both of them. Well, they've missed some free throws here. And the Panthers can go into the dressing room with the lead with a basket here. Gilpin across the timeline. Over to Michael Connor, another senior who's played well off the bench. Keenan Franz. Little bit different lineup out there right now with the freshman Coyle and Tucker Blackwell and three seniors. Down to 20. And the Panthers will go for the final shot, being outscored here in the second quarter as East fought back out of a six-point hole and put Bloomington South in the five-point hole. They still have a one-point lead. Tucker trying to get something going. Fadeaway shot, an air ball, rebounded by Michael Connor, and he's fouled by Williams.
Yeah, Connor not as tall as Williams. Did a great job of blocking out. Got the rebound. He's going to the foul line.
Tell you, Brent Chitty had any hair, that he would have been tearing it out right there. 25-24. And Williams comes out of the ball game. His second personal foul, and here's Michael Connor, an 82%. And here's where this kid has really excelled. Doesn't get all that kind of PT, but boy, he's a senior, has given his all, and he just flat drills that one. He's been averaging about three, couple of rebounds, but he's been shooting 53%, and he nails that. He's 82 from the line. In the free throw opportunity, shot at the buzzer will go, but will count if it goes. It does not. And just like that, Michael Connor, a senior, hadn't even played 30 seconds in the ball game, puts his ball club into a one-point lead at halftime, kind of similar to the first half we had in game one with Bloomington North and East Central. Mentioning that, we'll kind of go back and refresh your memory and recap that one, and John will have his numbers as we've reached halftime here with Bloomington South leading the Columbus East Olympians 26-25 at halftime. Our show brought to you in part by Max and Jimmy at J&S Locksmith, 508 West 17th Street, by Bill Carpenter and his crew at Motor Service of 5th and Rogers, the Eye Center of Southern Indiana, and by Keller Heating and Air. Our halftime show just around the block. We'll have our scoreboard as well. 26-25, Southside with a one-point lead here at halftime. Back in a couple of minutes. You're listening to South Panther Basketball. Welcome back, everyone, along with our producer, Katie Robbins, Joe Smith, John Callahan. It'll be side out to the Columbus East Olympians as we get set to roll here in the second half. Our halftime show brought to you by J&S Locksmith, by Motor Service, the Eye Center of Southern Indiana, and by Keller Heating and Air. Side out, Parker Chitty, who got the game rolling with the Columbus East first 10 points of the ball game after the Olympics trailed early 7-2. Kevin Williams looking to score. Put up a shot, no good. Good defense. Good defensive positioning by Josh Martindale. He went scoreless in the second quarter after a 9-point first quarter shot by Kirby. No good. And what do we got? Ball hit the guy wire. It'll be out of bounds. Columbus East basketball. So the Panthers, with their share of mistakes in the opening half, JR trying to devise a new home rule of saying that the ball was inbounds, but maybe they should have gone over the ground rules. Baseball just around the corner. Chris Lemonis and the crew opening up next week at the Bark, next Tuesday and Wednesday with Eastern Michigan. Temperature is going to be maybe in the 60s by the end of the week. Down to the wing. The winner of the sectional here moves to the Seymour Regional. 26-25. And now Parker Chitty backing up the Columbus East offense. And now they show patience in the half court. Columbus, or rather East Central, tried to do that in the early stages of the third. And it was costly because they kept turning the ball over. Shot by Williams. He's missed two now. And the rebound to Kirby. Here comes Johnny, already across the timeline. Deals it back to Logan. Over to Tucker Blackwell. Blackie with 6 points in the opening first 16 minutes. Nick Elliott playing with the three personal fouls starting the second half. Tucker deals it on the wing. Shot fake. Johnny Jager. He wants the screen set up by Kirby. Jager down on the wing over to Martindale. Back to Tucker, and Tucker gets in a three. Tucker Blackwell with his 9th point. And the Panthers with some breathing room now. 29-25. They get the first points of the second half. With the basketball for the East Olympians, dressed in their brown and orange uniforms, Alex Gall deals it over to Parker Chitty, or rather to Sanders. Gall, well, good ball movement that time, and Williams didn't miss it. His second field goal, he's got a half a dozen, and it's 29-27. Johnny Jager sets up the offense now with a set play, still on the dribble from top of the circle over to the right wing. Now they deal it via Martindale to Kirby, back to Johnny. Shot fake, down on the wing right, put up a shot, no good, forced it, tipped around, last touch, and it'll be South basketball, and that was a gift. Nothing but a gift there. An East Olympian lunged for the ball. He really didn't have to do that. It would have been their basketball. And he touched it last, and South has another possession in the half court. Tucker Blackwell with it now. We'll survey the man-to-man defense, and Parker Chitty almost stole the ball from the junior guard. Tucker gets it back to Logan Kirby, over to Jager. Sanders on Jager now. Ball overhead, Blackwell, top of the key, Elliott, over to Johnny, a three, and this one no good, and we got a rebound foul. And again, no rebound foul. Again, the ball, that's the third time and the second time here in this quarter, John, and it's hit the wire.
I think we've had several games here where it hits the guy wire.
Well, we had one of those in the first ball game.
Yeah, we did.
Well, possession goes to Columbus East. 29-27 trailers right now. With it is Parker Chitty against Blackwell, and I believe Tucker got him, or was it Jager who came over from the help side?
I think Jager was coming over there trying to get the steal.
Nope, they put it on Blackwell, and that's two on he. Just as well, because had that been on Jager, that would have been three. Here comes Chance Coyle in, Keenan Franz in. Franz did a great job against Parker Chitty when he came in defensively, John, in the second quarter.
Yeah, Chitty just took one shot in that second quarter and didn't score.
He'll trigger it in right now. Williams, he could be a game breaker. You don't want him getting hot now. He's kind of like the old trash man underneath. And he just gets everything that someone else leaves around. And his points starting to total up now. He's got a half a dozen. 29-27, Chitty sees the seam, deals it instead. Sanders a three, no good. Long rebound out to Coyle. Leading the fast break over to Tucker Blackwell. Blackwell shot fake from three. Back to Chance inside. Coyle, nice move. The freshman delivers. His first field goal. First points of the night. Chance, his last two ball games, 32 points. Including a career-high 17 the other night against Columbus North. And the ball stolen away by Coyle. Leads the break. Leaves it over to Blackwell. A deuce. And he shoots it maybe a little bit too quick. And we got a foul call. Keenan Franz, maybe? He didn't like the call at all. And Franz is going to be the guilty party on the rebound foul. Well, Panther fans don't like it. Nonetheless, they nail it against Franz, the senior. 31-27, a slow, slow beginning for both ball clubs here in the third. Down to 4 minutes to play, and East has scored only 2 points. Parker Chitty, reverse dribble against the Franz, put up an air ball. Franz doing a real nice job against him. Slips and falls down. Over to Tucker Blackwell. Wing right over to Jager. And now they deal it to Coyle. Look out now. He gets it to three. Chance Coyle with five in a row. And now Columbus East wants a timeout. 34-27, the biggest lead of the ball game, and it's fueled by the freshman again, Chance Coyle, who has scored now five consecutive Panther points. We'll break for a half. 3:47 to play in the third. Panther lead extended to seven. 34-27 over the Olympians. You're listening to South Panther Basketball. Well, back we come, the home's court. And the Southside fans getting excited now. The biggest lead of the ball game for either team. Columbus East had a five-point lead, 25-20. South's previous high lead was six at 16-10. They lead John by seven. And it's been the impressive freshman that certainly isn't playing like one 22 games into his first varsity season.
Yeah, I tell you, once they started letting him be a varsity player full-time instead of splitting it between the JV, he has really come on, playing with better confidence with each passing game. He had 17 again on Tuesday night. He's got 5 points here in the quarter, and he's got three rebounds to go along with the 5 points for the game.
Yeah, he got five, all five in a row. And now Keenan Franz out on Parker Chitty, who hasn't had a point for a while. Inside, Williams fouled. Tucker Blackwell got him. That's three on Tucker, two in this quarter.
Tough call there.
Well, the Panthers, they got a deep bench, but the foul's starting to add up. And I say that because Tucker has now picked up his third. Gilpin will be coming in for Tucker here in a bit. At the line, Williams again. Two out of four, and that one somehow rolled around and fell in.
I think for him, every free throw is an adventure.
Yeah, it sure is. He has a different style at the line, no question about it. So Tucker sits down with 3,009 points. And now Williams trying to garner his eighth point of the night in the air, and he got it. So he's four of six. Williams with eight, and it's 34-29. Lead is five for South. Johnny will run the point. Deals it over to Gilpin on the left wing. Taylor will get you a nice three once in a while. I tell you, what a move inside. Johnny couldn't get it to fall. Fight for the rebound underneath. Jager back up. Got it. Got his own offensive rebound and stuck it back in. 36-29. Almost out of control, trying to save it. Umphress had his foot on the end line. That was a bad play by Parker Chitty. So the lead back at seven, that's been the biggest in the ball game. And the Felines will go back to work, leading by seven at the three-minute mark of the third quarter.
So the Panthers out-rebound again, 22-12.
Down on the wing, Nick Elliott has checked back into the game. He's playing with three. Coyle's had the hot hand over to Jager. Johnny along the three-point line. They work it around over to the right side. Now come back center court. With it is Jager down the lane, off the glass, got it. Johnny Jager taking things under control now. Two back-to-back baskets. He's got 13 in the ball game. Nine-point lead, the biggest in the ball game now for the Southsiders. Looking for its 20th win of the year tonight. With it is Parker Chitty off the glass, forced it. No, not a brown shirt underneath the rebound. It fell right in the arms of Nick Elliott. Inside, spinning, firing, Elliott, no, fight for the rebound. Jager's got it, or rather Franz had the offensive rebound. Johnny inside, and he's fouled. Hell going in. It won't be a shooting foul. That is only the first foul of the half for Columbus East.
Yeah, Panthers now almost doubling up the rebounding total against the Olympians. The other statistic, Parker Chitty scored East's first 10 points. He has not scored a point since the first quarter. He's only taken three shots, and he's missed all three of those. Good defense by Franz.
Yeah, Franz has really done a nice job on him. Elliott sits down. Martindale back in. Gilpin, Martindale, Jager. Coyle and Franz. Keenan deals it in over to Johnny. Off the glass, got another one. So here he goes. Now with 15 points in the ball game, the veteran senior guard giving his team an 11-point lead. Bloomington South playing the D. They have held East to 4 points here in this quarter to take command of this ball game inside the two-minute mark. with it on the outside. A new face in the lineup. That's Kelly Foreman. Shot fake. Connor Umphries will fire, and he has missed poorly tonight from three-ball range. Here comes Jaeger the other way. Over to Chance Coyle. Baseline left. Back up over his head. Chance Coyle, what a quarter he's had. 7 points, and Columbus East calls a timeout. 42-29 with a minute 32 to play. We got a half-minute break called by the East Olympians, trailing now by 13. Back in a half minute, you're listening to South Panther Basketball. Welcome back, everyone, along with our producer, Katie Robbins, Joe Smith and John Callahan, and John the Explosion, fueled by a freshman and a senior, Johnny Jaeger, Chance Coyle, and the Panthers have gone to work here in the third quarter against Columbus East.
Yeah, they're like the piranhas now. Jaeger hit his last three shots, and Coyle's hit all three of his shots here in the quarter. Coyle's hit all three of his shots for the game.
Taylor Gilpin applying a little pressure against Nate Nolding. With the basketball now, the East Olympians, they've scored only 4 points here in the quarter and have been outscored 16-4. Panthers doing an excellent job defensively, as well as getting big-time points from Jaeger and also Coyle, and a foul is going to be nailed on Gilpin.
Well, the other thing is, too, just talking about how they've shut down Chitty, Umphries is really struggling. He's hit just one of 7 shots, all of them three-ball attempts. He's only had one of those go down.
Inside, Nolding trying to put up a shot, a late whistle. And Nolding will go to the line and shoot two. Boy, that whistle was way late, but I'm not disagreeing with the call. It was just the lateness of it. And Nolding will go to the free throw line shooting two. He hasn't scored yet tonight, a senior.
The Panthers now 3 players with 3 fouls, Martindale, Elliott, and Blackwell.
Yep. Martindale picking up his first, and the free throw missed by Nolding. Well, quickly, here comes Michael Connor. Remember, it was Michael that gave the Panthers the lead at halftime when he hit 2 free throws after just a great offensive effort. Getting an offensive rebound and getting fouled, putting a ball back up as Nolding hits 1 of 2. 42-30 with a minute to play in the third quarter. And now JR wants the court spread in the half court. And Johnny obliges him. Over to Connor. Now Gilpin comes out and helps run the offense, and the Panthers attack with everybody touching the ball in the half court. Down to 44 seconds. They have a 12-point lead. It's biggest in the ball game, holding the Olympians to 5 points here in this quarter. Friends. In the grill is Nate Nolding. Down to 26 seconds to play in the third quarter. North a winner tonight, 59-50. They're 16-8. Try to defend its sectional championship crown tomorrow night right here at 7:30 against the South Panthers, if that's the case. Down to 10. Gilpin still dribbling with the ball. Clears it inside. Franz, what a pass inside to Michael Connor. Keenan Franz again the catalyst. Long half-court shot by Parker Chitty. No good, and that's the end of the third quarter. It was all Bloomington South, 44-30. They outscore them 18-5 in the third quarter. Back in 1 minute, you're listening to South Panther Basketball. Well, back we come to the Holmes Court. Joe Smith along with John Callahan, our producer Katie Robbins, all of our sponsors, including Henderson Orthodontics, Southern Indiana's number one choice for Invisalign. Go online at smilesbyhenderson.com. Henderson Orthodontics, proud sponsor of the Panthers and proud sponsor of Confident Smiles. Taylor Gilpin around the screen, and we got a foul called, and the Panthers give up the basketball. Johnny Jaeger quickly picks up his third personal foul. 44-30. And, John, the Panthers doing it with some great defense to blend in with its offense.
Yeah, they just held Columbus East just 1 of 7 shooting from the field for the ballgame. They're now 3 of 15 behind the line. Now a huge advantage on the boards, 28-12.
Nate Nolding with the basketball, shot fake. Connor Umphries has really struggled tonight, trying to get a shot off, and he can't because Keenan Franz is there along with Michael Connor, who's played well tonight. Now he goes inside, and the ball knocked loose out of his hands. Last touch by Johnny Jaeger.
Yeah, they're bound and determined not to let him score.
44-30, 7:26 to play. Here comes Martindale back into the ball game. Remember, he got off to that quick start with 9 points. Michael Connor getting a nice round of applause, and he should. Off the bench with 4 points tonight. Martindale has not scored since the first quarter when he had nine. He and Parker Chitty getting in a shooting contest. Ball stolen loose, and Taylor Gilpin coming up with the steal. Took it right away from Sanders that time. Gilpin in the half court now. Over to Chance Coyle, who had 7 points in that third quarter. Jaeger had six. 13 of the 18 that the Southsiders put on the board. And held Bloomington, rather Columbus East, to 5 total points. Jaeger, good ball movement. The ball's knocked out of bounds by Kevin Williams.
I tell you, you look at Columbus East, they're really getting frustrated by this Panther defense.
Well, Parker Chitty hasn't scored a point since the first quarter.
They're working hard on defense. You see some of those guys are getting gassed.
And, of course, a lot of that goes to Keenan Franz with his defense. 44-30, a 14-point lead. 6:55 to play in the ball game. It'll be north and south if things hold sway here, and it should. There's Tucker Blackwell, another easy one.
Wow.
Tucker with 5-11 points in the ball game now. His fourth field goal. He's gunned in a three here in the second half. He's playing with 3 personal fouls. Keenan Franz sees Chitty across the timeline. He's been in his stomach all night long. 46-30. They've blown it out to a 16-point lead. With the ball now down on the wing. Umphress backs in, puts up a shot off the glass, got it. Chance Coyle thought he was fouled. Referee thought differently, and Umphress has his first regular field goal, and it's now 46-32. 6:13 to play. With it, Martindale will stop and fire, got iron. So Martindale shooting blanks here in the second half after he blazed away with a 9-point opening few minutes in that opening quarter. He's out on Williams, a long three by Dumfries, and it misfires again, and here comes Franz running the floor. Down on the wing, Gilpin a shot fake inside. Taylor put up a shot. He'll go to the line and shoot two.
Yeah, boy, Dumfries really frustrated. I mean, that shot down there, he forced that long three. Comes down here. Gilpin making a great play, driving inside for a high percentage shot. He got hammered by Umphress.
Well, I tell you, Gilpin, another heady senior. He, like Connor, knowing the roles. Gilpin, of course, a good ball handler, an excellent free throw shooter. He'll be going to the free throw line, and apparently, and we didn't see it, Josh Martindale is the injured Panther player. As we've had a medical timeout here. And he's being attended to. I don't know. I didn't see it. Our injury timeout sponsor this year, South Central Oral Surgery Center. You can visit their website at IndianaOralSurgery.com. Did he just hit the floor? Or did you see what happened there?
I didn't see what happened that time. But, you know, they're obviously got just kind of dazed there a little bit. They're checking him out just to make sure everything's good.
Well, we saw what a dazed look Musa Jallo, he looks like he's in the same area code.
Yeah, I think he just got popped maybe in the nose or something.
He's going to be taken downstairs and looked at. And we're talking about Josh Martindale. Of course, Musa Jallo did not. Did he score tonight? I got to look back and see if he did. But at least he's back for North. He did not start.
He scored 2 points.
So Musa struggled to score the two that he got, but at least he's back. Another piece. Offensively, defensively for Andy Hodson to use. All right, Taylor, he'll be shooting two at the free throw line. Scoreless tonight. The left-hander delivers. He doesn't miss many. I tell you, Gilpin on the air is now 18 of 22.
Wow.
From the line. And can take this lead back out to 16. In the air, and it has been no contest here in the second half. As Bloomington South has completely shut off the East Olympians after a back-and-forth first 16 minutes. Hard to believe, John, that East led South 25-20, and they've scored only 7 points since.
Yeah, and again, Chitty, I thought he was going to have a big night when he had those 10 points in the first quarter, but again, he hasn't scored any points since then. So now he's going to the... he's going to the free throw line.
Yep, that's Chitty at the line. That foul, by the way, was on Johnny Jaeger. And that is four. So he'll be coming out. And Keenan Franz was getting a bit of a breather. Now he'll be summoned back into the ball game. Gilpin, Elliott, Blackwell, Franz, and Martindale. Or I take that back. Chance Coyle, who gets the rebound off the miss by Chitty.
Chitty 0 for 3 from the free throw line.
So Chitty has missed now a couple of free throws as well. 48-32, trying to take it up to 18 for the first time tonight. Blackwell down to Franz on the left wing. Keenan deals it over to Gilpin, back to Tucker, down the lane. Blackwell up off the glass. He'll go to the line and shoot two.
Hey, Joe, the Panthers, they've just been very methodical here and very efficient scoring their points here since the second half got underway.
Well, I tell you, Columbus East had a 25-20 lead with 2 minutes and 18 seconds to play in the second quarter, and they have scored only, as Tucker misses the free throw, and they have scored only 7 points since. And now we're in the fourth quarter with 5:08 to play. They were 1 of 7 shooting from the field, and boy, you don't see that often. Tucker Blackwell missed both free throws, a 75% free throw shooter. He'll go down, play D, maybe steal the ball, and we got a foul called against Franz, I believe.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Got three on Keenan now.
Yeah, it looked like Chitty kind of leaned into him.
Chitty back at the free throw line. 2 of 4 tonight, 2 of 5 from the line tonight. He's missed his last three. 48-32 in the air, and he finally got one to fall after hitting his first two. That's the first point he has scored since that 10 consecutive point explosion he had in the first quarter for the Olympians. 48-33, maybe coming a little bit too late now. He connects on both, 4 out of 7 from the line, 48-34. Southside with the big lead and the basketball. Taylor Gilpin across the timeline. This has been a relatively quick ball game considering it didn't start till nearly 8 o'clock. Loose ball, and Panthers throw it away. No, they save it. Blackwell inside with a left hand. He'll go back to the free throw line, shooting two.
Hey, Joe, Chance Coyle doing a great job of keeping that possession alive. The ball was loose on the floor, and he was able to, he went down on the floor and kicked it back outside. Good play.
Well, Chance Coyle had 7 points in that third quarter and certainly fueled Bloomington South from behind to ahead, along with Johnny Jaeger. The possibilities of Blackwell missing three in a row, very remote, and he doesn't there. After missing two just a second ago, back to try to make amends, and he hits nothing but nylon. So Blackwell now in double figures, having a good night again, good steady scoring night as he's had all season long in his junior campaign. Chitty inside the three-ball mark, hits a field goal, his first field goal since the first quarter. And now we got a whistle and a call and a foul on, I believe, Sanders. 50-36, but you don't sense, John, the, I don't want to say the urgency, but like you said, Columbus East looking a bit wobbly with their legs.
They're frustrated at the offensive end, and the Panthers are, with the ball movement at their offensive end, really making East work hard on defense.
You brought up a good point. They are working their tails off defensively, but getting beat late in possessions. And although there's no shot clock, Bloomington South working its offense, 14-16, maybe longer in possessions. And we got a whistle and a grab, and that is on Williams. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. With South leading East 50-36, you're listening to South Panther Basketball. Well, it is March, and we're going to be carrying a lot of NCAA basketball, including the selection show coming up in a couple of Sundays. Hoosiers in a big one tomorrow against Michigan State. What a nice dish to Keenan Franz. Can't get it. Put back up by Elliott. No, got it again. Back up. He'll go to the line and shoot two. Well, Coyle again was the facilitator, as he made a beautiful assist pass inside to Keenan Franz, who couldn't finish. Keenan went back, got his own rebound, couldn't finish. And then getting active was Nick Elliott, on two back-to-back offensive rebounds, and then he was clobbered on the second one as he tried to put it back.
Williams just fouled out of the ball game, and he was gassed. Anyway, I saw him when he committed his fourth personal foul. He was leaning down, grabbing his knees and trying to catch his breath. He's done for the night.
And his career. No, he's got only a junior. He's got 8 points, and that's how his season will end. And here is Nick Elliott. Elliott, after that career night the other night, his first point of the ball game. 51-36. Trying to take it to 16, and too hard here, and cleared out of there by the East Olympians. Parker Chitty will be handling the basketball and probably do most of the shooting here. There's a shot blocked by Chance Coyle. Loose ball. Blackwell over to Gilpin. Loose ball. Gilpin calling timeout. What a heads-up play by the senior. You know, JR's always had those kinds of players, John, down through the decades. Just heady players that know, they know where they are, they know what needs to be done, and they get the job done.
I tell you what, Keenan France tonight, he has yet to score a point, but he has filled in all the other boxes. I mean, not only has he shut down Parker Chitty, but he's got 5 rebounds and 2 assists. But again, his job tonight has been playing defense on Parker Chitty.
No question about it. So the East Olympians down by 15, 3:45 to play, 51-36. And by the way, I think it's safe. It'll be North and South tomorrow night. The 70th meeting between the two schools down through the years. And, of course, Bloomington South's intent when the season started way back in November against New Albany to cut the nets down, and there's a bad pass, and Tucker can't hold on to it. It goes out of bounds.
That's the 10th turnover for the Panthers.
In the ballgame.
In the ballgame. First of the second half.
Well, they turn things around with an 18-5 scoring split there in the third quarter that turned a close game into a rout, and that's how it's going to finish out tonight. 3.5 to play. East down by 15. They have the ball. Connor Rumpers has really labored offensively tonight, most of it from behind the line. Shot taken by Sanders. Missed. Got his own rebound. Put up a shot. No. Partially deflected by Blackwell, who got the defensive rebound leading the break. Now he slows up, deals it over to Chance Coyle, and the Panthers will spread the floor a bit. JR wants some clock run. He wants the floor spread. Panthers in no hurry. 15-point lead on the verge of winning their 18th straight and their 20th of the year. And an opportunity to shoot for their 16th sectional championship with J.R. Holmes at the controls tomorrow night. What a move inside. Elliott missed the lay-in.
It's too wide open.
He was. He got so wide open and surprised himself. Shot taken and missed. No good by Nolding. Loose ball rebound. Cleared out of there by Taylor Gilpin, and he's fouled. 2:41 to play. Tomorrow, an early start for the Hoosiers at 12 noon. Hopefully a lot of celebrating tomorrow. Big sectional championship game. The Hoosiers wanting to stop the losing streak right where it is and close out on a positive note, which would be its 20th win, sending them to Chicago next Thursday night. Should they attain, and the way it is right now, we know it's going to be a 7 or an 8 seed. Worst case scenario, they'll play at noon next Thursday if they're the 8 seed, if Illinois wins. But Illinois plays at Purdue. That's pretty much maybe a play-in game, not only for Illinois, but for Purdue as far as the NCAA is concerned. 52-36, he's getting sloppy. Nolding trying to find Connor Rumpers, and it goes out of bounds. 52-36, Jaeger comes back in. Here comes Michael Connor back into the ball game, and Keenan Franz leaves, and certainly, John, going all the way back to the tail end of the first quarter, on into the second, when J.R. put him in defensively to hawk the red-hot then Parker Chitty. That's where things started to telltale.
Sure did.
52-36, 2:25 to play. We'll recap everything for you in our post-game show as the Panthers work clock. With it is Coyle. Connor comes out. Michael's played well tonight with 4 points. Taylor Gilpin has scored couple of free throws tonight, so the seniors are playing big-time roles like they have all senior season long. Blackwell tried to find Gilpin, threw it away. Here comes East the other way. Nolding over to Sanders, a three-pointer, got it. So Zach Sanders hits the three. That is only the third, fourth three of the night for Columbus East, and we got a foul called against an Olympian, and that's Nate Nolding.
Yeah, East just 4 of 18 behind the line, Joe. Not very good.
52-39, and here's Taylor back at the line. Gilpin just there a minute ago. Crowd has thinned considerably, although the purple and white faithful still here. South will be 20-2. The Cougars 16-8. They beat Bloomington North 52-39 back in January on that first Friday of January. And Gilpin at the line. This will be the 70th meeting between the two teams.
This next free throw will be Gilpin's sixth of the quarter.
So Gilpin dialed in 53-39, and he connects. So Gilpin perfect from the line tonight. What do you got him for?
No, he's five of six. I meant to say 6-10.
The shot taken and missed, and Chance Coyle's got another rebound. There's going to be games where Coyle's going to have double-doubles before his career's over here at South. I tell you, it's just a matter of time, and he's going to grow some more.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's got about five, six more rebounds tonight. He had five in his career-high 17 points the other day against Columbus North. So Bloomington South will take care of the sweep of the Columbus schools as they go to their four corner. And we've pretty much seen all of the scoring. 54-39. Down to a minute to play. And it'll be Chalk Talk with J.R. Holmes and Andy Hodson tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. And we'll have the action right here with the tip-off at 7:30. 55 seconds to play, and South calls a timeout. We'll take a one-minute break. 54-39. Panthers will be 20-2 going into the title night. Game tomorrow night against Bloomington North. Back in 1 minute, you're listening to South Panther Basketball. 54-39, Phil King, Blake Collier, Josh Hall all in the game. Johnny Jager bouncing out the clock, down to 3-2. Season over for Columbus East. It'll be North and South for the sectional championship tomorrow night at 7:30. The winner goes to the Seymour Regional a week from Saturday. 54-39, our final. South now 20-2 on the year, 18 in a row, and 52-39 winners earlier this year over Bloomington North. But the Cougars cut the nets down a year ago in Shelbyville, beating South 38-35. What to expect tomorrow night? We're back with our postgame show. It has arrived on the beat here at the home court as we wrap up things on this semifinal Friday. It's all brought to you in part by Black Lumber and by Advanced Auto Care. Back after this two-minute break, you're listening to South Panther Basketball. Welcome back, everyone. The home court here. And just like we had hoped for, North and South with victories, and they'll clash tomorrow night as the 105th Boys State High School Basketball Tournament moves to the title round. Chalk Talk at 7 o'clock with both coaches, and we'll be here to call the action for you at 7:30 tomorrow night from the homes court. As Bloomington South, winners now of 18 in a row, put the doggone defensive clamps on Brent Schitte's ball club. As Columbus East, it's hard to believe with 2:18 to play right before half in the second quarter, Columbus East led Bloomington South 25-20. And from that point on until the end of the ball game, outscored the Olympians 34-14. So East scores a scant 14 points in the second half. Only one of seven shooting in the third quarter where things really, really turned around. And it was a big quarter for, a trio of Panthers. Chance Coyle had 7 points in that quarter. Johnny Jager came alive, scored 6 of his 15. And, of course, Keenan Franz just did a great job on Parker Chitty, who scored the first 10 points of the ball game for Columbus East in the first quarter and then scored only 3 the rest of the night. And the beneficiary of that was Keenan Franz and his defensive job, along with a pretty good game all the way around for Keenan. He may not have scored tonight, but I tell you what, he is He's to be saluted tonight for his defensive effort. South came out hot, led 7-2. East stayed in there. It was 16-14 at the end of one. And as I say, South had a six-point lead at 16-10. The Olympians battled back to trim it to two at the end of one. It was 26-25 thanks to Michael Connor, who grabbed an offensive rebound, was fouled, and then hit two free throws in the waning seconds of the first half to give South the 26-25 lead at half after they were trailing 25-20. That was going to be the biggest lead of the night for the Columbus East Olympians, and then things really changed. South chased them out of the dressing room on an 8-2 run, led 44-30 at the end of three, and outscored them in the final quarter 10-9. And they win it 54-39. East drops and closes the year 14-9. Their six-game winning streak ends the 2015 season, and the Panthers move to 20-2 on the year to get ready to take on, for a 70th overall meeting, the North Cougars for the sectional championship tomorrow night at 7:30. John will recap this one, and we'll recap game one and fill you in on the Edgewood loss. Lots to talk about as our post-game show continues after these timeouts. 54-39, Southsiders and the Northsiders have at it for a trip to Seymour in the regional next week. Back after these timeouts, you're listening to South Panther Basketball. Well, back we come as we continue along. North-South, the winners tonight. Championship game, 7:30 tomorrow night here on the Holmes Court, along with our producer, Katie Robbins, Joe Smith, and John Callahan. And, John, a game where, defense came up and beat Columbus East big time after the Olympians had a five-point lead with 2:18 to play in the second quarter, and then the entire second half get outscored 34-14.
Yeah, second half they hit just 4 of 16 from the field. They were 1 of 6 from behind the line in the second half. And the Panthers, they're near 2-1 advantage. Actually, they had a better than 2-1 advantage on the board. So Columbus East shot 32% from the field. Bloomington South, 42.5%. Again, they had that huge advantage on the boards tonight. That helped them out, as well as holding Columbus East. So let's just jump into the statistics, shall we? Johnny Jaeger led all scorers tonight, 15 points and 4 rebounds. Tucker Blackwell had 13 points and 3 rebounds. Jaeger, 5-9 shooting from the field, 1-2 behind the line, 4-4 from the stripe. Blackwell was 5-8 from the field, 1-4 behind the line. He was successful on 2-4 free throw attempts. Chance Coyle came off the bench tonight, 7.6 rebounds, hit all three of his shots, and all seven of those points, they were scored in the third quarter. Josh Martindale, he started the game off quite well, had 9 points in the first quarter, and that was it. And he hit it three out of his first four shots, and then he missed his next five. He finishes with 9 points and 7 rebounds on 3-9 shooting from the field. One of those baskets, though, was a three ball. Taylor Gilpin off the bench tonight with 5 points and a rebound. All of Taylor's points coming by way of free throws. 4 points and a rebound for Michael Connor. Connor hitting his lone field goal attempt in the third quarter. He had a couple of free throws there late in the first half. The only other Panther to score tonight was Nick Elliott. 1 point. That was on a free throw in the fourth quarter. He finishes with 3 rebounds. Logan Kirby did not score tonight, had 3 rebounds. Kenan France didn't score tonight, but he had 5 rebounds, a couple of assists. I know of at least one block shot that he had in there. But the thing he did tonight was play defense. He was all over Parker Chitty, shutting him down. Chitty scored 10 points in the first quarter. Then late in the first quarter, that was when they brought France into the ballgame to guard him. Chitty only took one shot in the second quarter, took two shots in the third quarter. Hit 1-2 in the fourth quarter when the ball game was no longer in doubt. And Chitty hit 2-3 from the free throw line. So he leads the Olympians tonight with 14 points. Beginning, scored 10 of them in the first quarter. Zach Sanders with 9 points and 5 rebounds. Kevin Williams had 8-3. Connor Umphrey struggled through a tough shooting night tonight. He had just 2-10 shooting, 1-9 behind the line. A couple of rebounds to go along with 5 points. And we have Alex Gall, 2 points, 2 rebounds, and Nate Nolding with 1 point and 1 rebound. And looking down here tonight, Columbus East only had 1 point scored by anyone on the bench. Just 1 point. That's all they got tonight. Panthers tonight on the bench, They had 16, so they outscore them 16-1 bench points tonight. So that's another telling statistic for Bloomington South. Shooting splits. Okay, Panthers 17-40 at 42.5%, 4-9 behind the line, 44%. They went to the stripe 20 times, 12 of those in the fourth quarter. They hit 16 of 20 tonight for 80%. Columbus East 12-38, 32%, 4-19 behind the line, 21%. 11-17 from the foul line at 65%. Panthers tonight 37-18 advantage on the boards. Turnovers, Columbus East with 11. Bloomington South had 11 as well. The Panthers only had two turnovers in the second half. Final score again, 54-39.
Well, our postgame show continues, and it's being brought to you in part by Black Lumber, your local home improvement specialist with all the tools and materials you need for indoor and outdoor home improvements, and by Advanced Auto Care. For routine maintenance or repairs on your car, see Andy DeMauro, the installation experts at Advanced Auto Care at 1077 Air Drive, or give them a call at 330-1620. Well, John will have his Bloomington South Panther player of the game. We'll recap the Monroe County scoreboard and kind of refresh your memory as to what occurred back when the two clubs played in early January on that first Friday of the new year. It was a game won by Bloomington South 52-39, but it was the Cougars that cut the nets down in Shelbyville last March, beating Bloomington South 38-35. Ought to have an interesting scenario tomorrow night. We'll find out about that in time, but kind of refill you, take you back and fill in a few memories from that first ball game back in early January. When we come back after these timeouts, one final time, 54-39. Panthers win it over the Northsiders, or rather over the Columbus East Olympians. You're listening to South Panther Basketball. One final time from the Holmes Gym tonight as we say goodbye to Brent Chitty, our man, doing a nice job with the Columbus East Olympians, finishing out 14-9. Always good to see his team competitive. And they were until the second half when they had a 25-20 lead, and then they scored 14 points the rest of the night as they really struggled with their shooting. But credit John Bloomington South. They get the job done as they hold yet another opponent sub 40 for the ball game. Time now for our Green and Schultz trial lawyers. Panther player of the game. You know, if you're injured, you need options, knowledge, and respect. You can call Green and Schultz toll free at 866-685-6800 or go online at greenschultz.com. They make tough times better for you.
Tell you, Joe, this is the 15th year I've been doing ball games with you. It's been a lot of fun doing them, but you know, I don't think in that 15-year time that I have ever picked a post-game player of the game who didn't score any points in the ball game, and it's going to be the first one tonight. I'm going to give it to Keenan France, because I tell you what, when he got in there tonight, he just, as you like to say, shut off the water of Parker Chitty. I mean, Chitty had 10 points. They bring France in late in the first quarter, and that was it. I mean, Parker Chitty, I mean, he scored those 4 points late, but other than that, I mean, he was a non-factor once they put France on him. So, again, he didn't score any points tonight, but he had five rebounds, had a couple of assists, had a steal, and young man played a great floor game tonight. So post-game player of the game, he didn't score any points, but he's the guy that had the biggest impact, I thought, on the victory when they were never teetering, but they just got their focus back. He kind of keyed the defense, and also Keenan France, our postgame player of the game.
Brought to you by Green and Schultz Trial Lawyers, and congrats out to the outstanding senior who, along with Taylor Gilpin and Michael Connor, all the three of them collaborated and joined in on this victory, 20-2. Well, if before we leave you, if you forgot, back on January 9th, and this is the both city schools knew they had the long route to win three to win it all. Bloomington North, two down, one to go, and they are the defending champions. They came in here on January 9th and lost to Bloomington South 52-39. Really struggled to shoot the ball that night, had 14 points in the first half, shot only 34% for the ball game, and made a mile comeback as they pretty much shut off Southwater in the third quarter, outscoring them 14-4 to make it a ball game. But the Panthers won it that night. Johnny had 21 and Martindale with 10. And it's interesting how things kind of changed, because Ken Montgomery, who's no longer on the squad, was an integral part of that Cougar, at least to the team at that particular point in time. And he that night against South was the leading scorer with 13. Well, he's no longer on the team. But inner Hunter or Holden Jastrzemski, who came up big again tonight, he had a big night scoring. Malik LaFoon had 15. Holden Jastrzemski and Jake Treadway evenly divided 26 more in North's 59-50 win over East Central. And you go back and look, and Jastrzemski did not even score against Bloomington South, and Tate Stewart had only 3 points. And so we've got some things that have kind of changed around since that January 9th meeting. So it will be interesting, to say the least. One other score to report: Edgewood season over under Dave Mahurin. The three-year reign of sectional champions for the Mustangs out the door. Brown County wins it 51-39 as Braden Patton had 18 points and 15 rebounds or something like that, but it wasn't near enough as Edgewood was just ice cold from behind the line all night long. So that's about the story from the home court here for our producer Katie Robbins, who has sat with us since 5:30 when we took the air. Not bad. It's only about 9:35 or so on a Friday night. For John Callahan, all of our sponsors, you've been listening to North and South victories tonight on a semifinal Friday. You've been listening to Monroe County High School basketball on News Talk 96.1. And AM 1370 WGCL. Don't forget, we'll see you tomorrow night, North and South, for a 70th meeting overall. You're listening to South Panther basketball, North Cougar basketball. So long, everybody, from the South Side.